Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bet. In the middle of the Amud, continuing with our analysis about the Ofot. And now we have a bright Tanya Isa ben Yehuda Omer, Mea Ofot Tmein Yesh Bamizrach. There are 100 types of Tamei birds, which means well past the 24 that we talked about. V'chulan min Ayahen. And sort of as a save, he says, yes, they're all subsets of the Ayah. Tani, Avimu Breid Rabbi Avahu, Zayin Meot Minei Dagimhen. There's 700 species of fish. However, we divide them. Vechet Meot Minei Chagavim, and 800 types of different locusts. Ulofot Ein Mispar. There is an innumerable amount of kinds of birds. Ofot Chavdal Havu. We said there's only 24. Our Ofot Torim Ein Mispar, meaning there are innumerable birds that can be eaten. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Galuri Adulif Nemisha Marvahiyahu Lam, God knew, Shebehimat Meyam Rubaminatorot, that there are more impure or inedible mammals than edible. Lefichach Manakatu Batorah, therefore the Torah listed the ones you may eat. Galuri Adulif Nemisha Marvahiyahu Lam, Sheofot Torin Rubinatmein, and he knew that the birds have the opposite. Lefichach Manakatu Batmein, therefore the Torah listed the inedible birds. My Kamashman, what's this all teaching? Karavuna Marav Dev Amilam Ravuna Amarav Mishum Rabbi Meir. The Olam Mishane Adam Tamido Derech Tzara. You should always teach in a concise manner. That's something we learn from God. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Of Tahor Nechal B'Masoret. You can eat a bird based on a tradition. What does that mean? Nemanat Sayav Lomar Of Zena Tahor Masar Li Rabbi. My teacher, the trapper can say, the bird trapper can say, my teacher taught me that this is a proper bird, and you can eat based on that. That's only if the master is somebody who's an expert in birds and in the nomenclature. Who's his master? Is the master his Rebbe, or is the master his archer teacher, or hunter teacher? The master has to be expert in the nomenclature of the birds. So if you agree that his master means his teaching, his coach in hunting, Shapir, Eliyamat Rabo Chacham Mishma Shmayu Gamelu, he might know the names, Eliyinu Miyadaluhu, he doesn't know birds. Allah Shmamina Abot Sayyad Shmamina, must be that it means his master, meaning his teacher of how to get birds. Okay, Tani Abanat, Lochim Beitzin Mina Ovde Kochavim B'chol Makom, you're allowed to buy eggs from non-Jews anywhere. Ve'en Choshin Lomishum Nevelot, Ve'lomishum Trefot, you don't have to be worried that it's coming from a Nevela, a bird that died and it took the egg out of the stomach. Or a bird that was a trefa. I have a dilemma de of tamei ninu. Maybe it's an of tamei. I'm Rav Uri Shmuel. Be omer shel of ploni tahor. He has to say this is a dove bird or particular kind of bird egg. Valema shel of tahor. Why can't he just say it's from a kosher bird? So yachid leish tamuti. Then he could get out of it. He could say, oh, I was referring to something else. So v'liv dok v'simanim. Why do we need his information? Why don't we just look at the bird at the egg? The egg has certain indicators. Tanya, kasimane betzim kach simane dagim. There are signs on eggs and signs on fish. Simane dagim sagadaitach. They can't be the same. Stapir kaskesed amarachmana. There it's fins and scales. Ela ema kach simane of ubre dagim. That means the eggs, fish eggs of roe have the same kind of simanim as avian eggs. The time we got beitzim, what do we learn about avian eggs? Elohim simanei beitzim, kol shekoderet va'agulgolet. It's one thing. It means it's round and sort of ovoid, sort of. Rosha echad kad v'rosha echad chad. One side is sort of round, the other side is sharp. Tohora. Shnei rashi hakadin, if both sides are round, obey shnei rashi hakadin if they're both sharp. Tmein. Chelbon mibachutz v'chelmon mibifnin tohora. If the egg white, what we call the egg white, is on the outside, and the yolk is on the inside, it's Torah. Chalmon b'chutz v'chalmon b'fnim, it's the opposite, Tmeya. Chalmon v'chalmon m'ravin z'vaz, if they're all mixed up together, be'adua shi beitzat hasheretz. Then we know that it is the egg of a reptile. Now, so that's the Braita. So why do we need these the goy's credibility if we have the simanim? So lo tzricha d'chatuchot, if he gave us eggs that were cut up. You could still look and see where the white and the yolk are. So the answer is b'trufot b'ka'ara. We're talking about eggs that are prepared, like scrambled. Since when are you allowed to buy scrambled eggs from a non-Jew? A Jew who has an animal, a bird that became a trefa and had eggs, he can't eat those eggs. He can't sell those eggs to a non-Jew. Because the non-Jew will then sell them to a Jew, say, I got them from a Jew. Well, in Kain Trufa Bikara, unless he's already prepared them into a pot or something and give it to him, meaning he also already opened them up. The Fichachem Lochim Embitzim Trufot Bikara. And it becomes sort of an understood code. We don't buy such eggs from a non-Jew because a Jew might have sold them to him as a Trefa, as Beitzat Trefa. So that can't be the scenario. These simanim of eggs are not d'oraita, and I'll prove it to you. A couple daf ago, Ravasi said, there's 8 birds, the Mardu and several in the Barnapacha, that are sfeikot. Why are they sfeikot? Because of the gizzard, the way it's peeled away. But why don't you just check their eggs and see if they are shaped like we said, and the yolk, etc., is in the right place? Obviously, these simanim are not d'oraita. So my hilcha taktanila. So what's the purpose of teaching them at all? The answer is hachikamar. Shnei rashei akadin or shnei rashei achadin or chamor machutz v'chamor mifnim. If they're shaped wrong or the yolk and egg and white are in the wrong place, vaday tmeya. There's nothing to talk about. They're tamei. Reshei chad chad v'reshei chad chad. If one side is sharp, one side is round, v'chamor machutz v'chamor mifnim, and the yolk and the white are in the right place, v'yamalacha shalov ploni. And then the non-Jew says they belong to the dove or whatever it may be. Vitahor, who, and it happens to be a Tahor brand, Smochalem, then you can rely on the Simanim, meaning the Simanim are not sufficient without the non-Jews' credibility. But Pistam Aloti Smochalem, you can't rely on them alone. And by the way, the flip is also true, that if the non-Jew just says what he does, but they don't have the right Simanim, they're also no good. Why can't you rely on them? The Ika Du'urva D'dam L'Diona. Some of the eggs of a raven are similar to that of a dove. In other words, you could have it looking right, but it still would be wrong. So you need his credibility also. Okay. So in that Braita, it said that if the yolk and the white are mixed together, then it's Beitzat Hasheretz. So Lamai Hilchata, who cares? It's Asur, it's Asur. Tamei is Tamei. To tell you that if the egg started forming a chick, vinikva, and then you punched a hole, then it's metame if there's ka'adasha there, which is the shear of tumat sheretz. In other words, this is, has a din of sheretz, so it has an extra component of tumah. Who says you're tame? Maybe it's a snake egg. It's also mixed together. That if it started to form a chick and you ate it, that you violate sheretz hasheretz al aretz. In other words, like Rashi points out, you can't get makot for eating this unless you got the proper warning, and that is not that this is an of tamei, but sheretz haaretz. We have a brayta that tells us, called sheretz hasheretz 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 al aretz. Is there to include chicks that haven't yet opened their eyes, meaning any egg, even a Torah, eat the chick, if it hasn't yet opened its eyes, is called a sheretz. So it doesn't matter if it's a snake or a lizard or a chick from a chicken. It's still asur. The answer is that's midrabanan, across machtavahoma. That prohibition of eating the chick before it's opened its eyes is an isur drabanan, and it's based on asmachta. So midoraita, that would be the reason we'd have to know it's beitzata sheretz for the hatra'ah of what you would violate for eating it. And indeed, if it was a snake, you'd have the same problem. Tana rabanan, giulei beitzim, which means literally the mixing, or the taste sensing of eggs, meaning if you cooked eggs that were proper along with, you boiled them in a pot together with eggs of a trefa, or of a tmeah better, then your eggs are okay. Why? Because the eggs only put out really kind of water. There's no taste they put out, so there's no ta'am that you got from the impure ones. Beitzim muzarot nefesh hafatochleim. Eggs, these are regular eggs that are properly done and opened up, then a hardy person will eat it. I believe he's talking about raw eggs. So one of the Mefarshim says that the reason it mentions this is to tell you that if you are fastidious and this is going to upset you, you're really not allowed to do it because of Bal Tishak Tzunav Shotechem. You're not allowed to upset your stomach and eat things that are upsetting, and if it's something that's going to upset you, you're not allowed to eat it. Interesting take. Now, if there's a little bit of blood on the egg, Zorek at the dam v'chal tashar, throw the blood away and eat it. That's only if it's found at the knot where the where the chick starts to form. And we have more clarity. That's only if it's on the white. If it's found on the yolk, then the whole egg is asura. That's how we practice. My time at a shara tichla b'chula, because the dam is really spread throughout the whole thing because it's already formed. Okay, I'm going to have gviya mebe katel the Ravashi. Ipcha tani tana kamer Abaye. Abaye had a tana in front of him who repeated this backwards, meaning he said, only if it's found on the yolk can you throw away the dam. If it's found on the white, you have to throw away the whole egg. Rabaye hu de tirtsa v'nialeachi. But Abaye fixed it and fixed the tana and had him teach it the right way as we have it now. Okay, amachizkia. Minayim lebeitzat tmeya shi asura min haTorah. How do we know that the egg of an ostrich or the egg of a raven is asur? Shenemar v'et batayana. In the list in Vayikra, this particular bird is called batayana. V'chibat yesh lo layana. She has a daughter. I mean, she has an egg. Ela ezuzuzu beitzat tmeya. It's referring to her offspring, meaning her eggs. V'dilma hainushmaya. Maybe the bird's called a batayana. We have the famous pasuk, "Bat amil achzar kaya'inim b'amibar," that my nation has become cruel like ye'inim in the desert, whoever is cruel to their young. V'lo, but isn't the bird called a batayana? V'haktiv, asem yispeid ketanim ve'evo kivnot ya'ana. I'm going to make mourning like a jackal and weeping like b'not ya'ana. So it sounds like they're called b'not ya'ana. So what does it mean? Ki ana zu shemitabelet al banah. Not that the bird is called bat hayana, but like a yana, the name of the bird that's mourning for its children. Hakti v'nishayahu v'shachnu sham b'not yana. In that desert, the b'not hayana will live. Again, they're called b'not yana. Again, ki ana zu shochet im banah. Like a yana that lives with its children. In other words, in both cases, micha and yishayahu, we interpreted b'not ha'yana not as the name of the bird, but rather the yana and its relationship to with its children. I v'haktiv d'chabdeni chayat ha'sadeh tanim uv'not ya'ana, that God says I'm going to be honored by all the animals in the field, including the jackals and the b'not ha'yana. Sounds like that is the name of the bird. If you think it's an egg, bat mem ashirahi, the egg can't sing to God. The answer is it's an ambiguous bird that has two names. Yana batayana. Shaniach and a pasak safra l'shtei tevot. In this particular case, the Torah said, write it as two different words. Bat hayana. And that tells me the pasak lahu safra. That tells you it's two different names. There's yana, and there's batayana refers to the egg. So Elamiata at Kedor Laomer. Now, in the beginning of the Breshit Yodala, the first pasuk, and it happened several times in that parsha, where the king Chedor Laomer, who is a king in Elam, comes and attacks the famous. He's one of the four kings, the leader of the four kings, evidently. In our Sefer Torah, that name Kedor Laomer is written as one word. And if you take a look on the help sheet, I indicated the Minchat Shai, who comments here why we write it as one word, even though this Gemara indicates it should be written as two words, Kedor Laomer. The Pasuk Lusafer Betray, Hachinam Etat Shmai Shameninu, you think it's two names? There's a name Kedor and a name Laomer? You could interpret it as name's Kedor and he belongs to Omer, but no, we understand his name is Kedor Laomer, but it's written as two words, which means Batayana could be a name of a bird that's written as two words. So Amihata Mishtei Tevot Pasuk Lahu. There, you write it as two words, v'shnei shitin lo pasiklu, but it must stay on one line. Some interesting mesora. Aval hacha fil v'shnei shitin lo pasiklu. And here, bat ha'yana could be written on two lines. If bat is the end of the line, yana is the next line, and nobody cares, because it's two fully separate words, unlike Kedor Laomer, which is really one word that's sort of written as two in that particular take, which, by the way, Rabbeinu Tam adopted, as the Minchat Shai points out, but in our practice we don't have. Okay, at the end of that Mishnah Vav, we said, Aval amru chachamim, call off, and it gave the simanim. And the simanim, if you remember, were that it's not a predator, and it has the extra finger, and it has the gizzard and the crop. The gizzard is peelable, and has a crop. And the Gamliel Omer, Doresi ochel biyadu ashu tamei. Simple thing, if it's a predator, it's tamei. Yeshto etzma yitera avazefek kvonuli klaf, so it gives you all the simanim. If it has all three physical simanim, biyadu ashu tahor. Rosh Tzadok Omer, remember in the Mishnah, Rosh Tzadok said, if it curls its feet around, some under, some over, to perch, then it's tamei. Here we get more details. If you have a bird and you don't know what it is, you put out a wire. If it puts two feet on top, two claws, as it were, on top and two underneath, then tamei. Shalosh lekan, rachav lekan, if it puts three and one, it doesn't matter which was the three, which is the one, tahor. Shemana Wazar Mary has a different test we didn't hear about. Kol of shakolet min avir. Any bird that can catch food thrown at it in the air, tamei. Ah, tzipor tanam miklat kalta. We have a bird around, we call it tzipor, a bird, and it does that, and it's tahor. So Rabbi kolet v'ochel kamri. What he meant was, it can catch it in midair and eat it in midair. That only a tamei bird can do. Which makes sense as a predator. If it lives with birds that we know tamei, it's tamei. Im torim tahor. It's kind of an oil rasha kind of thing. So come on, Kerbali Ezra, ton of Ozer, Melo, Lachinam, Alach, Zarzir, Eitzel, Arev, Elimine, Shehu, Mino, that the starling, the Zarzir, which Rabbi Ezra, if you recall, reads as being tamei, as a subset of Orev. He said, you know why the Zarzir went to the Orev? Because it's, they're both tamei. So it sounds like residence defining status is a Rabbi Ezra piece. No, Afilo Temer Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan could subscribe to that. Shachen Venid Mekamrinan. We don't mean that if the bird is residing there, it has to reside there and actually look like the other bird. And then we say, oh, it's probably part of that family and therefore it's tamei. Okay, we're going to begin our study of Mishnah Zayin, which was way back with Mishnah Vav a few daf ago. We'll go back and take a look at it. And for this, the penultimate shiur of this parak, and then afterwards the final one, we will then analyze Mishnah Zayin, which will take us to the end of the parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.